This I Believe. Mrs. Mary Adams Belden is a successful businesswoman. She is also a lecturer, writer, poet, musician, and composer. Yet, she finds time to take an active part in a wide variety of community activities, both in her hometown of Oneida, New York, and through the People's Section of the United Nations. This is the creed which motivates Mrs. Belden in her work.
Whether the hand I clasp in friendship is the same color as mine, whether the soul I court feels the need of the same creed I endorse or not, it makes no difference. For my new acquaintance is important in the sight of the one true God, and we are brothers under the skin. I believe it is important to form my own opinions, to support and uphold my own ideals, but that it is likewise important for me to understand with the soul all sides of the question, to occasionally try to put myself in the other's circumstances and position, to consider his point of view and search for the truth. And this I will do if I have a sufficient understanding of the element of truth. I believe that that which the world calls success has no yardstick, no standard weight and measure, that success is contained in our capacity to restrain ourselves for the good of mankind. Everyone knows the powers of temptation. I guess all of us have restrained ourselves in times of temptation. I have been tempted to transgress the laws of God and man, and I know what it means to struggle against the pull of that which is base and evil. In my opinion, then, success lies in my comprehension of right and wrong. I believe that man-made institutions for uniting the earth's people are useless until a society and an atmosphere of tolerable human relations have been established. I believe in the dignity of the individual, body and soul of man, in his right to develop spiritually and physically according to the composition of his being. If he is well developed, completely through his own efforts and self-denial, he will not need to be prodded into good behavior within the brotherhood of man, and he will not dare to refute the fatherhood of God. He will know from experience dearly bought whereof he speaks, and knowing he will be able to conduct himself well. I believe there is enough greatness and intelligence in any one person to bring joy to a troubled world if he so desires. Each and all individuals are important and capable of some specific deed for good, having been created only a little lower than the angels. I believe in the merits of the past, that I cannot live only for the present and the future and submerge the past completely in the complexities of a modern era.